Hello. Welcome to our final Lenten block. It's Pastor Matt. We've gone through a lot in these past 6 weeks. We have journeyed through Exodus and seen God's deliverance of his people. We have seen how God promises to deliver his people through small means, through his prophet Moses. We have seen God call to do big things from small people through Moses in the burning bush. We have seen God's great deliverance of his people in the Red Sea. We have seen God's gracious love when he gives his people water, providing for them. We see God making his people and calling him his own with the Ten Commandments. And we have seen the greatest mercy and the forgiveness that God brings for his people, even after they have broken the rules and broken their covenant with God and the golden calf. The story of Exodus is one that could span ages. People have been talking about this story for centuries. But why do we still talk about it today? What does all of this mean for us now? We saw God through these days. We saw how he acts. We saw how he forgives. In all things that the people of Israel did, God was right there leading them. He was right there guiding them, saving them. But what does this really look like now? What can we point to? Because last time I checked, God isn't parting any seas around us. He's not cursing people. How do we know? How do we see God now in his great deliverance? We see it on the cross. There is another story, a greater story even the one than the people of Exodus. It's a story of one man born into this world who led up an ordinary life, who for 3 years traveled around with a bunch of other guys and a bunch of followers. He did miraculous signs. He preached good news. He delivered people. He forgave people. He gave people water. He gave people commands. And ultimately, he died and hung on a tree. The story doesn't end there, of course, for God raised him from the dead. But this story is what it means to see God today. Christians see God through Christ. They see the working hand of God in their lives through Christ. They see as Jesus healed the sick, he heals us. As Jesus forgave the sins of many, he forgives our sins. This is the true Exodus. Not from a people, from slavery to Egypt and to the promised land, but for a people who were slave to sin and brought into the promised family of Christ. The Exodus is truly a wonderful story, but it is only the prologue to a much greater story. A story that has been enacted out 2,000 years ago and is acting out in your hearts today. During these final times in the Lent and the upcoming joy of Easter, may you be reminded of Christ's love. May you be reminded of God's love that he forgave your sins because of Christ's sacrifice. And know that above all else, God delivers you from slavery and into life everlasting. And for the time being, and definitely not the last time, may the peace that passes all understanding guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.